We're going to have a chat to Adrian Bott. I'm not too sure whether Adrian would have felt it up in New South Wales or not. Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Michael. Yeah, no, it's terrible news to hear that.
Did you have any feeling of anything up there in Sydney?
Yeah, certainly did. Yeah, I was just sitting in the office here, and yeah, it certainly felt like it was shit. Well, first, I was looking at the roof and thought I was about to pass out or something. I thought I'm feeling, I mustn't be feeling too well here. I got up, and yeah, luckily a few of the others in the office felt the room shaking as well. So, but yeah, no, terrible news to hear. Hopefully, everyone's all right out there.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. We'll bring you more news as it comes to hand. Adrian, let's have a chat about your runners today and over the weekend. We'll start with the big race in Sydney, the Golden Rose in the Congo. Looks like he's drawn a really nice gate, gate six. Do you think you can turn the tables on Animo?
Yeah, look, I think that's an excellent draw for him. You know, look, obviously he's got the good tactical speed and that's his asset. And yeah, I think it's probably best we try and utilise that for the race. Yeah, obviously Animo was able to run us down there last start. Yeah, he's first up, and he's going to be tough to turn the tables on this time round. So, whether we're still going to have to make it into a true test for him, maybe try and take away that turn of foot and make it a good solidly run race for him. Yeah, that might be the way to go for us. But yeah, I certainly feel we can run out a strong 1400 metres. So, looking forward to seeing him take his place.
How will the track be on Saturday? Obviously, we haven't been to Rose Hill for quite some time. What's the weather looking like? How do you think it'll play?
Looking forward to getting back there. We've had some good weather this week, so I expect to be on a nice, nice good surface and certainly a fair surface, seeing they haven't had plenty of racing there. So, yeah, no, it'd be good to get back there.
Is he a horse that if he performs well on Saturday, you'd be looking to bring to Melbourne?
Yeah, most definitely. Just see what Saturday brings, but certainly got the Coolmoor in the back of our mind. I think he'd be an excellent horse up the straight.
You do have a couple at headquarters today. You kick it off with a spring preview, and it's always exciting when we see these babies step out for the first time. You've got the son of Zoustar, Nominator. What can you tell us about Nominator?
Yeah, Tuyon's been a great deal of interest. Looking forward to seeing him take his place. He looked excellent in the jump out that he's had down at Flemington. Nice and sharp, and he worked up against the older horses there, but he certainly didn't look out of place. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can produce here today. Been professional everything that we've seen, so hopefully put his best foot forward today.
Is he a jump and run? Where would you imagine him being first start down the straight?
Yeah, from what we've seen at home, he's got that good natural speed, so I'd expect him to be able to jump and ideally take up the running. He's shown that good gate speed and good tactical speed at home and in his jump out. So hopefully he can. Yeah, that's what we can see him produce today.
Race number three, you've got Journalism, and I know Mitho and the teams involved in the ownership here cost quite a bit, this son of I'm Invincible, won really well on debut at Hawkesbury. What do you make of his run last start?
His run last start was no doubt disappointing. I feel he probably needed to get out and trip for that second run, so he gets that today, which we'll see much better place, but he just missed the kick there at his second run, and just didn't sort of quite get him. He just was on the back foot from the outset then. Just sort of left him chasing and sort of got further back than we thought and sort of left himself with a bit too much to do. So, I think the step up in trips probably the big key for him today, because he was he's very good on debut. Certainly haven't lost any faith in him. I think he can bounce back for us again today.
All right. So would you, from that gate, how do you say you want him to be ridden?
Oh, look, I think we've got to be positive on him. Certainly see him forward in the run. I think that's where he races best, naturally, with that step up and trip. Yeah, I think we'll help do that. Just want to see him bounce that a little cleaner than what he did last start.
And then you've got Narvaez, who's been a pretty consistent galloper. A nice run behind Christini last start. Gate 8, 1400, Craig Williams on board. What are you thinking today?
Yeah, I think we missed a run with him, unfortunately.
Is he out? Oh, of course, yeah, the emergency, look, yeah.
Follow him wherever he goes, though, because I was looking forward to him taking his place today. I thought he was an excellent, excellent chance. He's been working great. His first up run was excellent. So wherever he can pop up, stick with him.
We'll follow him. How's Sir Lucan preparing to jump on the plane and head over here?
Yeah, everything's good. He's sort of come through all the requirements and tests and vetting procedures. So that's all been passed and cleared. So he gets on the plane shortly. He'll do his quarantine in Werribee with the carnival horses. And we're probably on the borderline for gaining a start in the Melbourne Cup, which would obviously be the top priority. But if not, we'll just look for another race over the carnival that he can make a run in, and sort of work back for 12 months later for the Cup.
Is he a horse that you could try to get a run in before the Melbourne Cup to qualify him?
No, he won't have time for that. By the time he arrives from the shipment and completes the 2 weeks, we won't be able to get a run in beforehand.
Okay. Disappointing news coming through yesterday as well. Converge out for the spring. What's the issue?
Just his bloods haven't been right, so just underlying infection there. So obviously sort of was slightly below par run there in the run to the rows, but he didn't come out of that great. We sort of just did a bit more investigating. As I said, the bloods weren't right sort of post-race, and just sort of had to go on some treatments, some antibiotics to treat that infection. And it's just sort of probably sort of dragged on long enough now that he's missed enough work and put him enough on the back foot that he's sort of going to need a break just to bounce back.
One horse you do have absolutely flying at the moment is Riadini. Did you think you'd stolen the George Main on Saturday?
Look, I never try and sort of go off too early, so, but it was cautious, when you've got champion horses like that sort of running you down, and, it's always a difficult race sort of pattern to hold, but, he's in great shape, he's running well, and, main aim for him has been the Epsom next Saturday, so he drops down to 51 kilos, as opposed to sort of the weight for age races he's been contesting, so... He looks very well placed there. If he can reproduce those runs, I think he's an excellent chance in that race.
He certainly does look very well placed indeed. You've got a few runners at Gosford today. Have you got a winner there for us?
I thought So United was excellent there on debut. He sort of won, sprinted well, fresh over an unsuitable trip, so he's straight up to the mile today, but he's been training well.
And your best at Flemington, just to recap?
I will go with Nominator. Yeah, looking forward to seeing him step out. It'll be interesting.
All right. Beautiful. Good luck today, Adrian.
Thank you very much, Michael.